A reading from Luke 10, 30-37. In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was. And when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise."
This is so profoundly beautiful, and it's so perfect that it just is a story. He has 3, a priest, a Levite, and a Samaritan. And the expert in the law questioning Jesus would immediately identify with either the priest or the Levite, who wouldn't necessarily cross the road, but that it would be him. I mean, this would be his response. And it's very interesting that they don't cross the road. That, you know, and how many times have we, you know, when I'm on the trail, for example, and I see a candy wrapper sitting on the side or an empty water bottle, in a very kind of profoundly minor way, by not picking that up, I'm kind of doing the same thing. I don't want to bother myself. And these are important people, and they can't be bothered with this man who has been left for dead, basically. And then the Samaritan crosses the road. As we said yesterday, he's kind of a Jesus figure. He does the unexpected. He's not the one you would anticipate would do that. And then he not only stops, but he begins to heal. And he begins to restore. And not only does he do it there, but then he takes him to a place where he will be cared for. And he says, "I will take care of this no matter what." There's so much of the Jesus story in there, and I think it's so beautiful.
And the cultural thing that's coming out is the priest and the Levite, they're worried about cleanliness, which is ritual, religious order. It's evident in the text that the man's half dead. Well, the priest, if he goes over and touches a dead body, he's going to make himself unclean for the thing that he's going to go do. And so he would rather follow religious tradition than get himself dirty and caring for someone. And Jesus is always doing this. He breaks Sabbath rule to care for people. He touches lepers, making himself unclean. He dines with sinners. Jesus is always in the wrong world. He breaks religious tradition to do the kingdom of God. And so the contrast is really evident here. All the bells and the lights are going off in people's minds because Jesus is in a story that would have been ridiculous to those listening. Jesus uncovers some realities.
I think the modern sensibility can really identify with this, because this is actually what, in our culture, we actually take as a given, that we're all meant to cross the road. I mean, it's just a given in our culture. But in point of fact is that Jesus is talking about fallen mankind here. And the reason for not crossing the roads are oftentimes profound. And so there's this conflict going on, and I think all of us, should we cross the road? Should we do the Jesus thing? Or should we avoid the problem?
So I would just challenge you on that. I would say it's not a given. I think individualism says, what does this have to do with me? Am I my brother's keeper? There will be a AAA person that will come help that person by the side of the road. And in reality, the kingdom of God presses me to cross into other people's pain and trouble, even at the inconvenience of my own situation.